and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. As he prepares to leave office, President Biden is touting the December jobs report, 256,000 created during his final full month in office, unemployment down to 4.1%. He talked up the Inflation Reduction Act, the American Rescue Plan, and the CHIPS Act.
I believe the economy I'm leaving is the best in the world and stronger than ever for all Americans. So I think that's what we have. We'll see what the next president does.
Mr. Biden delivers his farewell address to the nation next week, Wednesday. The death toll from the Los Angeles wildfires rose to 11. The fires have destroyed more than 12,000 homes and other structures. Add Meta to the list of corporate entities jettisoning DEI, the parent of Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, terminating major diversity, equity, and inclusion programs effective immediately for hiring, training, and picking suppliers. This is ABC News. Snow in the deep south?
It happens maybe every 5 to 10 years.
Kelsey Bond in Atlanta, where a winter storm hit the city.
11 states.
I remember there being a big snowpocalypse when I was in high school and another one when I was in college, but it's pretty rare. It's a big deal when there's this much snow in Atlanta.
Delta Airlines says it isn't sure if the snow played a role. The Atlanta to Minneapolis flight aborted takeoff after an engine issue.
The footage obtained by ABC News shows that Delta plane stuck on the tarmac with those emergency inflatable sliders coming out of the plane. We see a lot of those passengers frantically exiting the plane, essentially trying to get away from the area as fast as they could.
ABC's Ike Ajachi, four passengers suffered minor injuries. This happening as global planetary scientists declared 2024 the hottest year ever. The jump so large that planet Earth temporarily blew through a major climate threshold. Richard
Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him. And I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A big win for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin setting several school records with a 116-85 blowout over the Iowa Hawkeyes in Madison. The Badgers got hot, kept shooting with 21 three-point shots. Head coach Greg Gard.
Leads can be erased fast, so we didn't want to get complacent. We wanted to continue to play a complete game.
In Milwaukee, number 8th-ranked Marquette held on to beat Creighton 79-71. NBA, the Bucks host the Portland Trail Blazers tonight. NFL, it's the Packers and the Bears tomorrow at noon. Five Packer players listed as out, including safety Evan Williams and linebacker Quay Walker. Wide receiver Christian Watson dealing with a sore knee will be a game-time decision.
Feeling good about where I'm at, the training staff and everything, you know, giving me the green light to go. So, I mean, I'm going to approach it like I'm going. I'm going to approach every day like I'm trying to, you know, play, obviously, because I am, and we'll see.
That's Christian Watson with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Audrey Hepburn is considered one of the greatest movie stars of all time. Ariana Grande is just getting started with her big screen career comparatively, but there are rumors that she might play the iconic classic Hollywood Oscar winner in an upcoming biopic. Nothing has been confirmed, but it sounds like the Wicked actress is really interested in such a role, telling Access Hollywood that she has always been enamored with old Hollywood. Speaking of Grande, Wicked was just released on video on demand, and it's no surprise that one of the biggest movies of 2024 is seeing sales through the roof. The film is now available to stream in the U.S. and Canada. Wicked pulled in $26 million on its first day of digital release, according to Variety, and ended up with $70 million after its first week. The nice thing about watching Wicked at home is you will not have strangers standing up and singing along. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered flurries and cloudy tonight, low in the mid-teens. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, snow developing by night, high upper 20s. Flurries wrap up Sunday, a dusting to maybe an inch, a high around 30. Colder for Monday and Tuesday. It's 28 degrees right now.
Maggie Dawn.
Why should you care that the North Carolina Supreme Court just stopped the election and seating of a liberal justice to the North Carolina Supreme Court? We discuss next at 2 p.m.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. News from the Center, WRCE.
Believe in zero.
Join the effort. Visit unicefusa.org.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Great question here, and this is Liberal and Proud posted this over on democraticunderground.com, but I'm pretty sure it originated somewhere else. In fact, he notes, or she notes, I don't know, they note, this was on my Facebook feed. So an anguished question from a Trump supporter. Why do liberals think Trump supporters are stupid? So here's, you know, a series of answers. That when you saw a man who owned a fraudulent university intent on scamming poor people, you thought, yeah, fine. That when you saw a man who made it his business practice to stiff his creditors, you said, okay. That when you heard him proudly brag about his own history of sexual abuse, you said, no problem. That when he made up stories about seeing Muslim Americans in the thousands cheering the destruction of the World Trade Center, you said, not an issue. That when you saw him brag that he could shoot a man on Fifth Avenue and you wouldn't care, you exclaimed, he sure knows me. That when you heard him relating a story of an elderly guest of his country club, an 80-year-old man who fell off a stage and hit his head, and Trump said, oh my God, that's disgusting. I turned away. I couldn't, you know, he was right in front of me. I turned away. I didn't want to touch him. He was bleeding all over the place. I felt terrible because it was a beautiful white marble floor and now it changed color. It became very red. That when Trump said that, you said, oh, that's cool. That when you saw him mock the disabled, you thought it was the funniest thing you ever saw. That when you heard him brag that he doesn't read books, you said, well, who has time? That when the Central Park Five were compensated as innocent men convicted of a crime they didn't commit, and he angrily said they should still be in prison, you said, well, that makes sense. That when you heard him tell his supporters to beat up protesters and that he would hire the attorneys, you thought, yeah. That when you heard him tell one rally to confiscate a man's coat before throwing him out in the freezing cold, you said, what a great guy. That you have watched the parade of neo-Nazis and white supremacists with whom he curries favor while refusing to condemn outright Nazis, and you've said, thumbs up. That you hear him unable to talk to foreign dignitaries without insulting their countries and demanding that they praise his electoral win, and you say, that's the way I want my president to be. That you've watched him remove expertise from all layers of government in favor of people who make money off eliminating protections in the industries they're supposed to be regulating, and you said, what a genius. That you've heard him continue to profit from his businesses in part by leveraging his position as president to the point of overcharging the Secret Service for spaces on the properties that he owns, and you said, that's smart. That you've heard him say that it was difficult to help Puerto Rico because it was in the middle of the water, and you've said, well, that makes sense. That you've seen him start fights with every country from Canada to New Zealand while praising Russia and, quote, falling in love with a dictator of North Korea, and you've said, oh, that's statesmanship. That Trump separated children from their families and put them in cages, managed to lose track of 1,500 kids, has opened a tent city incarceration camp in the desert in Texas. He explains, after all, they're just animals. And you say, well, okay, then. That you've witnessed all the 1,001 other manifestations of corruption and low moral character and outright animalistic rudeness and contempt for you, the working American voter, and you still show up grinning and wearing your MAGA hats and threatening to beat up anybody who says otherwise. That you, what you don't get, Trump supporters, is that our succumbing to frustration and shaking our heads, thinking of you as stupid, may very well be wrong and unhelpful, but it's also, hear me, charitable. Because if you're not stupid, we must turn to other explanations, and most of them are less flattering than stupid. I love it. Thank you to Liberal and Proud for posting that over at DU. So, Anything Goes Weekend, what is on your mind today? Mark in Chicago. Hey, Mark, thanks for listening to WCPT. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, it's always good to talk with you. A couple of things I wanted to say. One, I think that at every turn, I know that I will, but I think at every turn, we have to hold Cornel West accountable, because I think that he was the Jill Stein of this election that she was of the 2016 election with Hillary Clinton.
What percentage of the vote did he get? Even, it was virtually non-existent, wasn't it?
Well, I don't think it was the percentage of vote that he got. I think was the influence on the election. I think that he influenced or encouraged people, one, not to even go to the polls.
Oh.
And by his rhetoric, that he encouraged people to vote for Trump.
Well, the people in my mind who
had that kind of influence.
Yeah, the people who, in my mind, encouraged people not to go to the polls were the doomsayers about the Democratic Party, mostly over on Hill TV, who, you know, if an event happens, you know, if it's a bad event, well, you blame the Democrats. If it's a good event, and then, you know, did the Republicans do it? No, then you blame the Democrats. You know, I mean, it's like no matter what, you blame the Democrats. And you know, Democrats are just never good enough. They're never right. And it's all over YouTube, too. I mean, there's all these commentators and TikTok and Instagram. A lot of young people, in fact, who are you know, just spreading cynicism as thick as possible. And of course, we know now from analyses that have been done that in the 2016 and 2020 elections, the main message that came out of the Russian troll farms, who produced literally millions of messages, was don't bother to vote. It was a message of cynicism, and, you know, directed at Democrats.
Yes.
So. I don't think Cornel West and Jill Stein, you know, contributed to that, and Cornel West certainly was a big purveyor of it. But I don't think either one of them had anywhere near as much influence as the Russian trolls and Elon Musk and the secret algorithms on social media.
That may be so, and you may be very correct about that. But I think that he had enough influence within the black community, especially black men, and for black voters to sit down and not even go to the polls, which could be that 1 or 2% that could have made the difference.
Yeah, that's possible.
And he knows better. That's what makes this worse, is that he absolutely knows better. It's like, you know, and I agree with you, we have to infiltrate the Democratic Party and make it better.
Right.
It's like a car. If your car, you know, has a malfunction, you don't go buy another car. You just get the malfunction fixed so that the whole car works better.
Right.
And that's what we have to do with the Democratic Party, rather than saying, you know, a third party, which is not going to work. I agree with you. And so what we're doing here in Chicago, because we do have a large black voter registration number of people here, mm-hmm. we're going to build a independent black voting bloc, and we're going to infiltrate the Democratic Party so that we can make the Democratic Party work better, because it is the best thing that we have available to us.
Good on you.
The Republican Party is not an alternative.
Yeah. Yeah. Good on you. I agree. I absolutely agree. And I love your perspective on that. And good luck. Good luck. Keep us up to date on how it's working out. Okay.
Sure will. Thank you very much.
Good talking to you, Mark. Lewis in Asheville, North Carolina. Hey, Lewis, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. what I've done this year, I had made my New Year's resolution, was to call a weekly call to both of my senators and my congressional representative. Mm-hmm. What I do, it's the same topic to all three. So I put it on the record, their record. I'm always polite. And I actually thank the people who answer the phone for what they're doing and their role. Just to, you know, just be nice. That's all you got to do is just be nice.
Yeah, they're not the enemy. They're just trying to do a job.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm just kind of disappointed. A lot of my friends, they're like, oh, yeah, it's so good you call. And I said, well, here's their numbers. All you got to do is call them. They're not going to, like, you're not going to get in trouble or anything. Just call them. Mm-hmm. Simple as that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just thought, like, and I'd like to encourage your listeners, I should say our listeners, because we all listen to you and love you so, and what you're saying. So thanks again, Tom. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Lewis, and thanks for listening to us there in Asheville, North Carolina. I appreciate it. It is 15 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend, picking up your calls here. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Be right back with more of your calls in just a second. Stay with us. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minutes. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
The Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again? Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, it's a new year and it's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Well, now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, Hartman with two N's at the end, or text my last name, Hartman, with those two N's to 511-511 and become a member today. FFRF.us/Hartman. Together we can make 2025 the year that we all protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply if you text to Hartman to 511-511. Or you can go to FFRF.us/Hartman.
They tried to defend our founders, they knew. They painted it clear. A republic betrayed by silence and fear. But they tore it apart, $1 at a time. Bought off the judges, crossed every line. A country on fire, truth in disguise. Oh, Hamilton warned us, but we closed our eyes. They twisted the rules, let the rich run the show. Made fortunes in shadows where no light could go. Supreme Court for sale.
Yep. Alexander Hamilton warned us about politicians of low moral character. Here we are. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. James in Columbus, Ohio, listening to WGRN. Hey, James, what's up?
Oh, I'm still alive. Hey, buddy. It's been a while.
Well, thank you. I need you to get your mouth closer to the microphone, James.
Let me turn it off speaker then, and that would be best. Got it. Anyway, I want to wrap some calls up that you had there and chime in. By the way, good and evil, they're just a binary concept to help explain the complexities of humanity. So I don't really buy into the whole religious argument of good and evil so much. And Cornel West has always been an idiot. He's kind of like Al Sharpton.
I disagree.
Good as bad.
I don't know Cornel West well, but I've spent probably a couple hours with him altogether over the years. You know, on several different occasions, we were both at the same speaking venues. The last time was probably 15 years
ago. I remember seeing him interviewed on like some MTV shows. He's
just an
attention grabber.
Well, he is. He's got a big ego, but he's a very smart guy, and he understands history. And I'm just I was so disappointed by his candidacy. But let's move along, James. Let's move on from that.
Yeah, it's the ego that gets me. But anyway, so like I said, I'm still alive. I'm doing fine. I'm saying this because of the rough November, but I got the Cavaliers to fall back on. They're having an awesome year, and I got my music, and I believe that the next 4 years are going to produce amazing music, because if you look back in history, when the Republicans are doing their thing, artists get out there and do their thing too, so we can get by with a little help from our friends. Thanks,
yeah.
Ringo.
I'm with you.
And here's my main point. We the progressives, we're so offended by the Don's hubris, we got no perspective of our own hubris. The hubris of doing the people's work. We think we do it, but if we were doing our best work for the people, we wouldn't feel so utterly defeated right now. But the good news is that myself and many others like myself are natural underdogs, just like my Cavaliers, and we're better suited for this kind of fight. And I also want to say that your spot on infiltrating the Democratic Party, that to me rings a bell so true, because I'm from Ohio. I live in Columbus. I've never been a Democrat. And this party in my town is such a joke. Mm. And they're to blame for Republicans running Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so take them over. That's,
and the important thing is that another caller said is just be nice. Yeah. That's the main key here. And you remind me of that when I kind of got onto Cornell West a little bear. Just be nice.
Yeah, there you go. Well, James, thank you. And good luck. You know, keep us up to date on how it's going in Ohio. I appreciate it. Shabazz in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Hey, Shabazz, what's on your mind today?
Yes, how you doing? Hey, Tom, I'm calling about the fires out there in L.A.
Hmm?
And I'm surprised the fires out there in L.A.
Yeah.
I'm calling about that. I'm surprised I didn't see you talk about really these drone situations been going on and been drones flying around out there in the fires, in the middle of the fires and everything. And whenever the drones be flying, it'd be like a major catastrophe going on at the same time. And I'm saying that the fires was that, I think that was planned out. They are going to the fire hydrants with no water in the fire hydrants and everything. And a billionaire owned most of the water system out there in Cali, sold off the rice or whatever. So I'm wondering what you think of that.
Apparently the reservoirs are full. The problem is that the city was not designed with water pipes big enough to deal with this kind of a crisis. Nobody expected the entire town to basically burn down, A. And B, when houses catch on fire and pipes melt or walls collapse, what happens to the water pipes in that house? They break. And what happens to broken water pipes? They spill water all over the place. So if you've got 200 homes that are spilling all their water, you're going to lose all your water pressure in your fire hydrant. So, you know, it's I realize that, you know, eventually they can get around to shutting off the water, but, you know, it's a real crisis, and it's a crisis that is caused by the fire as much as anything else. I don't think that L.A. could have ever planned for this, although I'm sure that there will be a whole lot more, you know, just like the way that they've dealt with earthquakes or, you know, after the San Francisco earthquake, there'll be a lot of stuff going forward. But Shabazz, I'm sorry, I'm out of time. I got to run. But, yeah, I'm not into the drone theory here. I think this is global warming. This is what we're seeing, and we're going to see a hell of a lot more of it over the coming years.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Just 3-4 years ago, we had Oregon on fire. I mean, just a absolute all along the ridge lines and the mountains and everything. So we've seen it.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. As he prepares to leave office, President Biden is touting the December jobs report, 256,000 created during his final full month in office, unemployment down to 4.1%. He talked up the Inflation Reduction Act, the American Rescue Plan, and the CHIPS Act.
I believe the economy I'm leaving is the best in the world and stronger than ever for all Americans. So I think that's what we have. We'll see what the next president does.
Mr. Biden delivers his farewell address to the nation next week, Wednesday. The death toll from the Los Angeles wildfires rose to 11. The fires have destroyed more than 12,000 homes and other structures. Add Meta to the list of corporate entities jettisoning DEI, the parent of Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, terminating major diversity, equity, and inclusion programs effective immediately for hiring, training, and picking suppliers. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After meeting on the set of School of Rock over two decades ago, two students are tying the knot. When they were just 10 years old, Angelo Massagli, also referred to as Tough Guy in the film, and Caitlin Hale, a.k.a. Blondie, met while auditioning for the Jack Black film. The child actors connected again in 2018. By then, they had both left acting behind. Massagli is a lawyer, and Hale is now an OBGYN sonographer. The paths we take. Zombie and or Cillian Murphy fans might be upset to know that the actor will not appear in the film 28 years later. There was speculation Cillian's character Jim might be in the new installment when a preview dropped with a zombie that had striking similarities to Murphy. The Oscar-winning Oppenheimer star confirmed he is not in the new film, but is open to appearing in future 28-day films. This third installment is actually the first film in a new trilogy. 28 years later opens in June of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A big win for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin setting several school records with a 116-85 blowout over the Iowa Hawkeyes in Madison. The Badgers got hot, kept shooting with 21 three-point shots. Head coach Greg Gard.
Leads can be erased fast, so we didn't want to get complacent. We wanted to continue to play a complete game.
In Milwaukee, number 8th-ranked Marquette held on to beat Creighton 79-71. NBA, the Bucks host the Portland Trailblazers tonight. NFL, it's the Packers and the Bears tomorrow at noon. Five Packer players listed as out, including safety Evan Williams and linebacker Quay Walker. Wide receiver Christian Watson dealing with a sore knee will be a game-time decision.
Feeling good about where I'm at, the training staff and everything, you know, giving me the green light to go. So, I mean, I'm going to approach it like I'm going. I'm going to approach every day like I'm trying to, you know, play, obviously, because I am, and we'll see.
That's Christian Watson with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered flurries and cloudy tonight, low in the mid-teens. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, snow developing by night, high upper 20s. Flurries wrap up Sunday, a dusting to maybe an inch, a high around 30. Colder for Monday and Tuesday.
It's 28 degrees right now.
Matt and Air on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt and Air on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
pounds.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Donald Trump says he's going to drill, baby, drill when he gets into office. Matt Randolph, Mr. Global, explains what that means for us. And we go beyond the cheese in hour number 2. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
Can't ignore Agenda 47 knocking on the door. Look out for Agenda 47. A road to hell, not a path to heaven. We'll settle our dreams.
Past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Chuck in Tucson, Arizona. Hey, Chuck, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to correct you slightly on your talk about okay. The fires in L.A. and global warming. This is the rainy season. This is not the fire season. This is what makes it so exacerbating, you know, the whole thing about global warming. We are literally, just everything's turned upside down. Yeah. I lived there 40 years ago. This would be the rainy season, like I was saying.
So when does the fire season is like, isn't that September, October?
Yes, it may be in slightly into November.
Yeah.
And I can give you two anecdotal things why things have become so dire, actually a couple about global warming, because it's not enough being talked about. I live in Tucson. I have been here for about 40 years. Our warmest temperature ever was in 1990. We hit 117. Mm-hmm. If you take a graph of September 1990 and the high and low temperatures, and you know what the month, and then you take a graph of October 2024, do the same thing, obviously throwing out Halloween because there's only 30 days. September or October 2024 is as warm or not warmer than September 1990 was here. That's a month. The same thing about turning around of the fire season. And just a little more anecdotal evidence of it. There has been four category five hurricanes in the last year. But the amazing thing about that, two of them went from a storm, tropical storm, to a Category 5 hurricane in less than 24 hours.
Right.
In fact, the one in Acapulco was like 12 hours.
Right,
and that's
never
even worse because the Pacific Ocean is literally cooler than the Atlantic, and there had never been a hurricane in Acapulco, which that's not the story because it was on the coast. The story is that it went from tropical storm to Category 5 in literally 5 hours or 12 hours, whatever it was.
Yeah, and Acapulco is on the west coast of Mexico, as opposed to the Gulf of Mexico coast on the east. Yeah, got it.
And one of the things I'm finding really annoying and disgusting is this whole blaming DEI on what's happening in L.A., when if anything, DEI is more of a solution because more people are involved and will solve the problem. This is the same thing they did in North Carolina during the storm, the FEMA storm, using the ravages of global warming to push conservative lies about a program like DEI. I find it really insulting.
Yep.
It cannot be allowed. And just one other thing before I go, and I will call you back about this. I don't think there has been enough analysis of the violence that was and the intimidation from, you know, January 6th being legitimate political discourse. Were you aware of the fact that the Harris campaign in swing states, because the threat of violence, would not put their name on their campaign headquarters? Did you know that?
I know that that was the case in some locations, yeah.
Yeah, well, think about it. That's intimidation.
Of course.
And then Yeah, and then you have the, you know, the bomb threats. There was this whole, the free and fair election thing. There was this whole course of intimidation, starting with the Republican National Committee, normalizing the coup, the violence of January 6th,
right,
and going all the way through the intimidation of the bomb threats.
Yep.
And this is a story that's not been covered.
I agree, and it's the flipping norms upside down. You know that now you've got a political party that says yes, it's okay to attack police officers and try to kill the vice president of the United States. You've got now a presidential an illegitimate president in waiting, who is saying that it's okay for the United States to endorse the idea of seizing other countries' lands by force. Something that has been, you know, absolutely verboten internationally since World War II, certainly. I agree with you, Chuck. The norms are just being shattered. Thank you by this neo-fascist Republican Party. Thank you. Michael, in Gainesville, Florida. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I've got two things that I think you may be dead wrong on, and I only know you're wrong because I've listened to you so much, so I think you'll agree with me. Democracy has not failed. It has actually succeeded in the deepest, widest, largest sense in finding the correct solution using groupthink, as used by DARPA and Innocentive, which I'll get to later, to hit the nail on the head in finding the only right solution that both the Democrats and both the Democrats and Republicans are tools of oligarchs, and the only remaining solution was Trump. The Democrats and Republicans let every child born for 70 years was less likely to succeed than that before, and that was the solution that was found. The only one who can actually implement something like universal health care is Trump, who can make it happen. That's a fact.
But he's not going to, Mike.
Donald Trump
has taken money from any industry that wants to hand it to him, and the healthcare industry is one of the richest industries in the country. He is extraordinarily corrupt, and I'm completely.
He could have a Trump dynasty.
Disagree with you. I do not think that Donald Trump is the solution to anything. I think Donald Trump is a crisis for this country.
Well, Doge says he wants to increase efficiency in Doge thing.
I'm sorry, you were trying to talk over me. I wasn't listening to you.
I'm sorry. I apologize. What I was trying to say was,
you say it again.
The Doge says it's going to increase efficiency, and it's complete dead weight to have the health insurance industry sitting on all of our heads. By his doing that, he would.
I guarantee you, Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are not going to try to end the healthcare industry, the for-profit healthcare industry in the United States.
Trump's self-interest is a Trump dynasty, which he ensures by invoking universal health insurance.
I disagree. I think the Trump dynasty is established. His children have all, you know, stuffed their money bins with enough millions of dollars that whatever happens to Trump and his companies won't matter to them. I think his primary interest was staying out of prison. It's the only reason he ran for president. You know, he saw that indictments were coming, and he rushed out and decided to run for president. So, Michael, I'm sorry. I can't go along with your thinking here on this, but I respect it, and thank you for the call. Candace in St. Petersburg, Florida. Hey, Candace, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Well, I have a short little saying that helps when we think about Republicans and what they've done to America. Mm-hmm. Hate the sin, and what is it? Hate the sin.
Love the sinner, hate the sin. Yeah.
But what I called to tell you is about a very important movie on Netflix called Number 24. And the word number is spelled out. And it's about an unknown story of a Norwegian resistance fighter. He was the most famous, most decorated fighter in Norway. And what he did during World War II should be inspiration. And the movie opens with him as a very old man talking to a group of students. And he says, "You guys feel really secure and comfortable? That's good, but that can change." But it's a marvelous story about resistance.
I think I saw this movie. It's kind of a semi-documentary. Didn't it come out like 5-6 years ago?
I don't know. His name is Gunnar Sandsby. And he did a lot of sabotage. But it would be important for all the disheartened Democrats to say, look, there are surprising heroes that rise in times of like these, like Alan Turing. And I'm reading in Smithsonian about a woman named Miriam Lewin, mm-hmm. who's bringing justice in Argentina from 40 years ago. So we will get justice. It just might, you know, take a while.
Yeah, there you go. The old famous Martin Luther King quote. Thank you, Candace. Thank you very much.
All right. Keep the faith. Yeah, all right. Take care.
I will do my very, very best.
Thanks
for the call. It's 44 and a half minutes past the hour. We'll be picking up more of your calls in just a moment. It's Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. On this, Donnie convict is an official convict today. Indeed. The first president of the United States to have been convicted of 34 of any felonies. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I think they probably could have gotten Andrew Jackson for a couple. And maybe Coolidge, I don't know. But anyhow, here we got Don.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood for kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Citizens United, the money's in control. Average Joe and Jay left out in the cold.
Welcome back, 49 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Jonathan in Portland. Hey, Jonathan, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Ralph Nader wrote a real interesting op-ed piece in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Jimmy Carter was my last president. And he talks about how he thought that Carter was the only president he'd ever encountered that actually welcomed him into the White House and welcomed consumer advocates into the White House. And
probably true.
Yeah, and he also talks about how Carter paid a price for it because the Democrats sabotaged his election. He wanted to pass legislation for Department of Consumer Protection, and it was unique in that it was to counter lobbyists and give them voice, including the ability to sue federal agencies. And the Democrats killed it. And, you know, Carter went after corporate power. He was eviscerated. And likewise, Biden, in his infamous debate, one of the first things he said is, we have corporate greed to blame for our problems. And immediately, a ton of bricks fell on him, and he was finished. And I don't think that's ever happened in the history of America.
No, it's a tough one in this country. The Supreme Court in Buckley, in Bilotti, and in Citizens United, and then in McCutcheon has repeatedly said that if billionaires want to buy politicians, that's fine. If billionaires want to buy elections, that's fine. If corporations want to buy politicians or elections, that's fine. And so, this has completely corrupted the Republican Party and largely corrupted or somewhat corrupted the Democratic Party. And it's a poison, an absolute cancer, a poison in our system that we've got to do something about. Jonathan, thank you for the call. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, New Year to you and Louisa.
Well, thank you.
I've seen a couple of reports,
and
Ukrainian brigade that was trained in France has suffered, hundreds of desertions, and the Ukrainian military draft age men are, avoiding the draft through self-inflicted wounds. As far as the Russians go, they're suffering, 1,000, 1,500 casualties a day for minimal gains, and those North Korean troops are a disaster because the Russians use them as cannon fodder. So it looks to me like both sides are just, trying to get minimal territorial gains and hold on to them as bargaining chips for a negotiated peace. Because can you believe next month will be the third year of this war? I didn't think the Ukrainians could hold out that long.
I didn't either. And I think your analysis is absolutely correct, George. I completely agree with your analysis.
Yeah, because, the Ukrainians get enough weapons, modern weapons and dribbles to hold on, but not enough to win.
So up until now, I've been of the opinion that Vladimir Putin had either blackmail that he was threatening with, a stick that he was threatening Trump with, or a carrot that he was dangling in front of him. I'll let you build a $1 billion hotel here in Moscow and subsidize it, which is what they were going to do in 2016 if Trump hadn't won the election. I'm thinking now, and I'd love to get your take on this, because I know you speak Russian, you used to be involved in the intelligence service here in the United States, and you monitor the Russian media. I'm thinking now that Trump is in a position where he can't run for president again. He's going to be 82 when he leaves office, and he knows it. I think he's going to be the goof-off president even more than he was before, and he basically played golf, one out of every 3 days while he was in office last time. And therefore, he really doesn't need Putin or fear Putin anymore. And he may even take Putin on around Ukraine. What do you think? Am I just being a hopeless optimist here?
No, because like you say, I saw one article in Pravda, Trump was, hoping for what, a splendid little war like the Spanish-American War where he could win and come out ahead. And just today in Pravda, a little article that said it was Putin expressed willingness to talk to President Trump about the Ukrainian war. So, yeah, I think you're right.
Hmm. Interesting. Because Trump,
like you say, Trump doesn't have to run for re-election, so he has nothing to lose.
Right. And if Trump and Putin are on the outs with each other, that could be a very good thing for the world, in my opinion.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Because they can't collude and come out and make deals behind everybody's back.
Unless Trump goes nuts and starts a nuclear war. I mean, that's probably the downside.
I don't think he's that crazy. Because I remember. You remember the old drills, but I remember. Cartoon I saw when I was a kid, two guys crawling out of the rubble, and one says to the other, "We won! There's no winner."
Yeah, exactly, in a nuclear war, yeah. And I don't think even, a crazy like Pete Hegseth or Tulsi Gabbard would, be all in on nuclear war.
They want to preserve what they have, and war isn't going to do that for them.
Survival. There you go. George, thank
you.
Always a pleasure talking
with you,
Tom. I appreciate it.
Good work, and I enjoy your show.
Thank you, and thanks for the New Year wishes. Mark in Janesville, Wisconsin. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Shout out to WCPT. I stream them live every day, and your call taker is a pleasant man I just spoke with. Very pleasant.
Yeah, that was George.
Jeremy, nice guy.
Yeah.
My question is, and I talked to Jeremy, do you think that with the mindset, I told him a story about a lady friend of mine. She has dual citizenship in Oslo, Norway, in the United States. She has a PhD and works in their National Crime Laboratory. But she got a scholarship, came from a relatively poor family. And do you think it's in our mindset, kind of like that crazy song from the pop star, I'm a material girl in the material world, if the United States could ever become like a Norway or Sweden, not so much, in love with the money and materialism.
It's the end of the show here. Norway and Sweden were basically imitating the United States, and we're in our break, aren't we, Sean? No, not yet. We kind of gave him the idea. Reagan stopped that process. I mean, if Reagan hadn't come into office and embraced neoliberalism, and we had continued down the path of the New Deal, I think we'd be there now, and I think we will eventually get there. Thanks for the call. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Subi Delicate, Patrick Hoyt, Gerilyn Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Karna Verdi, Karna Rayo, Martha Salinas, and Mateo Robertson, all the great folks who work on this program, and thank you to you for being with us and for recommending our show to your friends and neighbors and all that sort of thing. Get out there, get active, tag You're It. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll catch up with you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the author of Building the Bucks, Jordan Tresky, and talk entertainment with Capital Times reporter Victoria Davis. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's a continuing mystery, Havana Syndrome. Something's been ailing hundreds of U.S. diplomats worldwide in recent years.
Two spy agencies now believe it's possible a foreign adversary could be behind some cases of Havana Syndrome, assessing that a directed energy weapon may have been developed or deployed against U.S. personnel abroad, causing symptoms like headaches and difficulty thinking. But five other agencies investigating the phenomena say it is still unlikely a foreign power is to blame. Shannon Kingston, ABC News, the State Department.
At least 11 deaths are now being attributed to the wildfires in Los Angeles. British royals Harry and Meghan spent part of their Friday meeting with displaced victims in Pasadena, California. We learned of last month's death of Anita Bryant. Her list of credits included being a prominent booster of orange juice and outspoken opponent of gay rights. No cause of death given. Anita Bryant was 84. This is ABC News.